Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome to what I consider another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Listen, I mean this sincerely. My heart and prayers. I grew up in Boston. I left during the blizzard of 78, 79, when we had 15-foot snowdrifts as well. So I get it. I really do get it. And if you're out there shoveling snow, you're recovering from the snow, you're doing whatever, God bless. I can only imagine what that's like. I know it was irritating as heck for me. So be careful. Stay warm. Hopefully you'll buy generators or something to make sure that you got the power you need to make sure that your family's warm and safe and the food stays good in the refrigerator. I've been looking at pictures most of the day, and you know what you guys have to put up with, and I do remember those days. So, I know, again, you know it, you hear it, you understand it, and just stay safe. That's really what it boils down to. I want you to stay safe. All right, we're going to have Alfonso Rachel is going to join me right after the first break. We're talking, we got a lot that I want to get through with him, and we're going to do a few things on the libs of TikTok. Now, some of you already know about it. Some of you have already seen it. You kind of know what's going on with it. But I got to tell you, man, a couple of you people sent me a bunch of clips or connections to the libs of TikTok, and I just sit there and I'm saying to myself, Mike, where were the parents? You know, who brought these people up? Seriously, no joke. Oh, you're judging Joe. Yeah, you're right, I am. I don't want my kids near those kids. I don't want my grandkids near some of those people. Really. And hopefully you see it, you hear it, you'll know what's going on. You'll feel exactly the same way. They're very, very, very scary people. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with me. Look, MyPillow.com is still available before the end of the year. You know, head over there. Yeah, and again, don't be stupid about it. Head over there, look around. Promo code Joe gets you 30 to 70%. You might have to use all your fingers and toes to count that, but it'll get you anywhere from 30 to 70% off. They make great gifts. If you missed one for somebody or you got a gift for somebody who didn't much care for what you got them, this is kind of a way to make it up. You know what I'm saying? And don't be ashamed. Say, hey, look, you know what? Yeah, I know. I picked the wrong gift, but here's the right one. You'll love this one. Head up there, promo code Joe, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Mike has also made that available. Also, you know, the nice thing about the MyStore.com is Mike is giving some of the people that normally wouldn't have a way to sell their stuff, for lack of a better term, you know, like that technical term, sell their stuff, and that way there you've got a chance. I don't know, you get a specialty coffee, you have something that you make, manufacture, whatever. You could sell it there. So take a look at some of the wares of some of the people like you and me. They're trying to make some money, try to stay alive, try to stay warm. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, lots of stories that I want to get through and get through again with, Alfonso when he shows up. All right. The National Desk recently shared a report from the campus reform about K-12 schools and colleges and universities adopting the, ready for this, gingerbread person. Yeah, it's a diagram that depicts gender as a person's choice rather than based on his or her biological sex. Now, the National Desk interviewed former campus reform correspondent Director Kate Harzell. She said that the recent adoption by State University of New York Brockport nursing course could deter students from pursuing nursing or medicine programs. I wouldn't. I mean, there's no reality to it. This is like this is truly like the gingerbread story, right? Herzl argued that the potential deterrent comes from programs pushing a political ideology. Our future nurses need their training rooted in actual science and medicine. Ain't that the truth? See, they're at that point now, and you know who they are. They're going to stay on this. They're not going to give up on this because they know, like everything else that's gone on, if they stay on it long enough, you'll eventually buy into it. And that's sadder than sad. Now, Campus Reform, it's a great place to go, by the way, campusreform.org. A lot of great stories from campuses across the country. Their report shared the concerns of many students in Brockport nursing course who said that the gingerbread person is a little biased and ridiculous since nursing career is based on science. The gingerbread person, obtained by campus reform depicts a gingerbread man surrounded by keywords, identity, attraction, expression, and sex. My God. I don't want any of these nurses working on me. Ever. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Alfonso Rachel joins me when we return.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being a part of a conversation. You know, I've never met this actress before. I don't know anything about her. I don't really care. But she is, I guess, a supermodel of some kind. And she says, you ready for this one? I will never depend on a man. I'm freezing my eggs at 37 so I can have a baby whenever I want. Now, if Alto Rachel joins us, as he does every week, I figure I'll start him off. Well, apparently she's going to fertilize this egg in some way, shape, manner, or form without any help from a man. Did I flunk science class? What am I missing here?
No, man, I think she did. yes. Okay, so she's going to... I guess. So she is so sexy. She is so sexy that she's... asexual. I think she thinks that, like, A-class, like, she's an A-listed her sexuality is like A-list, and I think that's what she thinks asexual means, so she can go ahead and reproduce asexually. Yeah.
I couldn't believe that. I was reading that story, and I'm going to myself, you do need a man at some point in time. You're going to need or something from a man. Okay.
There you go.
I mean,
right?
Serious, guy. Matter of fact, you mind if I sit back and watch you try to pull this off another man? I think it would be a great science experiment.
For a second there, that sounded dirty. That was starting out sounding dirty. Yeah, you mind if I sit back and watch?
Yeah, let me just grab me a beer and try to figure out how you're going to make this happen.
Right.
Top Virginia High School is accused of withholding academic awards for equity reasons. Because apparently the lower socioeconomic kids in the black community, they're not going to be able to get some of these higher awards, and they don't want them to feel bad. What say you? Look, your eyes are going to fall out. I can see it.
Yeah, right? I mean, they're rolling hard, man. They're rolling like a dang slot machine, you know. maybe like a jackpot will show up.
Looks like you're having some type of epileptic fit back there or something.
Thank you. That's the word I'm looking for, man. Yeah. Epileptic fit, man. That's what we need at this moment. We need a quote from Joe Biden, man, when he says, well, you know, the poor kids, they do just as good as the white kids.
Somebody should have said that to the principal of that school. Withholding academic awards for equity reasons. I can't make that work.
So equity, man. whatever that means, you know, the equity, I guess, equality has lost its luster, and so they're going to go for equity. They're going to split these hairs to make this whole new semantical definition for equity. It's all equally stupid. Dang it. This whole narrative is just dumb.
I knew you were going to have fun with some of these. Oh, I got some more. That we're going to have some fun with. I love these.
Take an F, Joe.
Yeah. So, this one, the New Yorker has made a case for wearing masks. And they say, let me see if I can. A raging coalition of public health activists believe that America's pandemic restrictions are too lax. And they say they have the science to prove it. When they go on to the article, it says the people CDC strongly support mask mandates. They've called on federal, state, and local governments to put them back in place, arguing that the vaccine-only strategy promoted by the CDC is insufficient. The group has noted that resistance to masks is mostly among white people. Lucky Tran, who organizes the coalition media team, recently tweeted, you support this, and wrote that a lot of anti-mask sentiment is deeply rooted in white supremacy.
Okay. All right. What science... And if they're saying that anti-mask is, then I guess they can't accuse white folks of the KKK anymore, because you know these racists, they love to go around in masks and stuff like that. So I guess that throws that out the window. But what science are they talking about? Is this the same science that says that we have global warming while this freezing cold front just came down and actually killed people? Is that same science that people in New York and all these liberals, you know, love and tolerance? It took advantage of the freezing weather that came in and went and started looting a bunch of stores and stuff like that. The same science but they call it a peaceful protest. That's how backwards they are about any observations, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, any observations that they make. And the same science that says that a man can change into a woman. Man, what kind of science are they talking about?
Yeah, no, well, apparently it wasn't the science I had, but my science was rooted in white supremacy, apparently. I don't know. I mean, I hear that all the time. So... All right. So here's another
today
one.
Today we'll be studying the science of white supremacy, and I expect you all to be fully engaged and why are the black kids sitting up in front? This is science. Get in the back where you belong. Or which accent should I do that with? Which accent should I?
You got to do it with a German accent. That would really drive it home, right?
Was that was in German?
Or Southern accent, because you know the German, right?
You know, you black kids, y'all need to sit in the back. What was that one joke? It's like, I'm tired of all this racism. Everybody from now on, you're all green. Right? So, you know, they're on the bus, right? It's like, everybody, you're all green. I'm sick of all this racism stuff. Dark greens in the back and light greens sit up in front.
Oh, God. All right. Yeah, I can do this one. All right. Apparently now going to the gym is fat phobia. Take a listen. Take a listen.
What makes somebody fat phobic at the gym? Let's talk about it. Are you going to the gym so you can get a flat stomach? Or are you going to the gym so you can build a stable core and have better posture? Are you motivated to go to the gym so that you can lose weight? Or are you focused on increasing muscle and bone density? Do you only consider a workout good when you feel sore or tired the next day? Or do you look to feel energized and awake after working out? Are you prioritizing leg day because you want your butt to look super delicious? Or is it because you know strong glutes help protect your knees and your back? Wanting to work out does not make anyone fat phobic, but the motivations why you might go to the gym do.
And mind you, in the picture, her breasts that are pushing out on her shirt are square in the center of the picture. So, must be something to do with fat phobia. I don't know.
Oh my God, Rebecca, look at her butt. It's so big, right? Okay, so, I mean, these are the people, they want everybody to be plant-based. I mean, these liberals who come up with these narratives that just totally contradict themselves. And what's the deal about plant-based? Is that it's low-fat. You know, or it's assumed low fat. I mean, the fats in plants, like a fat in anything is actually good for you. You know, fat that the body can understand. You know, it's like, the body's like, yeah, give me that. That's what I need to burn. Really, I need to burn fat. Fat doesn't make you fat. Fat actually slims you down. But they've made stuff where it's like, no, you need to stay away from fat. I'm like, no, I know it sounds counterintuitive, but that's not how it works. They're the fat phobes, man. They are.
Let me tell you what. They got an IQ of 3.5. All right? We'll be back in a few minutes. People, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Alfonso Rachel's going nowhere because we have a lot of more crazy stuff to talk about. Be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Three-time World Cup champion Pelé is dead at the age of 82. He died in Brazil after being hospitalized due to cancer. The forward won his first World Cup at age 17 and would do so two more times, the only player with such a trophy count. Progressive lawmakers are criticizing the Department of Transportation over the Southwest Airlines meltdown. If you were among the victims of the delays at Southwest Airlines,
save every receipt. So save receipts for rental cars, housing, hotels, and do request refunds from Southwest.
Clint Henderson, managing editor of the Points Guide Travel Tips website. Amazon is working on a standalone app with sports content. Reports say the app is aimed at highlighting Amazon's deals with the NFL, Premier League, and the New York Yankees. Dave Collins, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
The Eagles been flying slow, and the flag's been flying low, and a lot of people saying that America's fixing to fall. But speaking just for
me, today isn't going to be a pleasant one. You know what I mean? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The area's with me. Alfonso Rachel, host of the Zopian Den, the Zoloft, the Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study. Look, I get them all off of them. Yeah, Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, and soon to resurface soulfoodradio.net. And Zoe, time to have some fun.
All right.
All right, you ready? I love doing these with you. So many consider Mel Brooks' Blazing Saddles one of the greatest satirical comedies of all time, right? Mm-hmm. The movie was a box office hit. A lot has changed since 1974. Many, many, many have pointed out now that that movie needs to be pulled, burned, stomped on, gotten rid of, the whole nine yards, due to the subject matter. Now, according to writer and director of the movie, Blazing Saddles, likely it couldn't be released today. Not because of racism, but due to the political climate, right? Many, many, many critics say that that movie is filled with racism and hate. Now, I got to say, you know, I know some of you are going, yeah, well, you know you're a white guy. Well, I know a lot, but that's beside the point. if you know where Mel Brooks was coming from, if you know with him and a few of the others, like with we were talking about All in the Family, their whole mindset was to show you how asinine the mindset of, you know, racism, inequality, all that stuff was. And they didn't do it by subtly sitting you down at a table and having an intellectual conversation with you. They did it by showing you how uncomfortable and stupid it was. And Blazing Saddles was perfect in that light. And what say you, Zoe?
Yeah, absolutely, man. It's using absurdity. Rush Limbaugh would say, you know, using absurdity to point out absurdity. You know, racism is absurd. Even the word racism itself, the very word itself, is absurd. We're not supposed to be in a competition with each other, right? When we talk about different races, that's a misnomer. We're not different races. We're different nations. You know, but because we keep using the word race, it programs us to see each other as either a threat or a competitor, You know, that's what we're in. And we just keep going back and forth with this narrative. Blazing Saddles, you know, was a, just like you said, it was satire. It satirized the whole racial narrative. It made fun of this dynamic. The only thing I don't like about Blazing Saddle is what I don't like about a lot of the content today, that you would think that these so-called social justice warriors, if they really wanted to come down on racial narratives, so-called racial narratives, they would ban rap music, because rap music is like a seriously a big driving force of keeping people at odds with each other. You know, when you got, you have this music that just says the N-word over and over again, and it promotes fantasizing violence against other N-words and stuff like that. And then they turn around and they want to sell this music to young white kids. And then you got white kids out there saying the N-word, and these songs talking about the Kill the N-word song and all that sort of stuff. And then they wonder why racism just keeps going on. Well, even in Blazing Saddles, like, they dropped the N-bomb, and it's like, dude, you didn't really need that to make the movie funny. It actually promotes more racism. I mean, the movie was funnier than it was harmful, don't get me wrong, but stuff like that, when you do that, that's what gives, you know, other blacks the license to say, yeah, it's cool to call each other the N-word. And then white people hear it, it's like, hey, they call each other the N-word, how come we can't call you the N-word? We want to call you the N-word too. You see what I'm saying?
Yep. No, I don't disagree with you. I will say to you, you're right, even today it's kind of a mixed thing where when you hear it in the music and you hear somebody put that argument up, what you always hear from someone else is, well, that's different, that's art. I'm going, okay. So as long as it's an art, we're good, right? I mean, nah. I got it.
Like porn.
I can talk about raping my sister and the, you know, two horses in a barn and the cat, right? It's okay. Because it's art. It's in my song. What's wrong with you people?
I mean, yikes.
They're so confused.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously,
yeah.
By the way, people, I don't have a sister, and I would never do
that. Let's just clarify that, right?
Yeah, right. But it's kind of like, if it's in a song, if it's in music of any kind, then it's okay. It somehow gets an artistic pass, if you would. Mm-hmm. And the other way you do it, you should be hung up by your fingers and toes.
Yeah.
So it's ridiculous. All right. Here's the... Here's a black woman trying to explain why you shouldn't read the Bible and you shouldn't, like, you know, suck up to Jesus, because the Bible's all about slavery. Take a listen.
Okay, so hear me out.
I don't want to hear you out.
And before you respond in defense, just meditate on it and think about it for a few minutes. We all know that during slavery, slaves were not allowed to read or write. This is because applied knowledge is power. And the last thing a slave master wanted a slave to have was any power. If you were caught reading, you were punished, brutally beaten. Like, they would make an example out of you. So then, why would they give you the Bible and tell you that the Bible is the perfect word of God and the most powerful book there is? It literally says, slaves, obey your masters with fear and trembling, just as you will obey Christ. Slaves, in reverent fear of God, submit yourselves to your masters, not only those who are good, but those who are evil. Y'all really think God wrote that? Like, the creator of everything wrote that? The omnibenevolent being wrote that?
Are you sure about that?
A God who condones slavery is a God I don't want to do with.
Okay, so
apparently the Bible is only all about slavery. And, man, I'm missing something. I know you're a Bible scholar. Help me out. What am I missing here?
Okay, so does she think that in America was the first nation that kept its peasants from knowing how to read? That's actually been going on in Europe a long time. That went on with white folks where you had ecumenical authority that made sure that the peasants couldn't read, that only the ecumenical authority could read, and you had to go by their interpretation of what the scriptures said, not even the canon, whatever scripture that they wanted, whether it was canonical or whether it was apocryphal. They didn't care. As long as you got it from them, you weren't allowed to learn how to read. You know, so that wasn't just something that was exclusive to white people imposing on black people. That was happening with white people also, long before, you know, America became a nation. But what she's talking about, slavery, this isn't forced servitude, because she missed that part in the Bible where it says that if you kidnap somebody for your own pleasure or to make a market of them, as ergo sell them into slavery, you are to be put to death, right? death, slavery, forced slave servitude is punishable by death, as far as God is concerned. She obviously forgot about what happened in the Exodus as well. And the thing about Exodus, the Israelites sold themselves into slavery. They weren't even forced into slavery. They sold themselves into it. But over the years, and by the time the latest Pharaoh had come around, slavery had become so brutal that it was like God actually showed up to go to war with Egypt for their brutality of slavery because they were evil slave masters. But the slavery that Jesus is talking about, he's not talking about forced servitude because that is punishable by death. He's talking about people who are bond servants, people who have either were put in slave because of a crime that they had committed or because they're trying to pay off a debt or something like that. Indentured servitude, they're bond servants. They can sell themselves into slavery. It's a volunteer servitude. Yep. And if you are given over to this person for slavery, then you will do what they say. It's like you like I said, and this is particularly talking about criminals. Right. People who have a debt to pay. So it's like, look, you had already performed evil. If you got an evil person that you have to that you owe a debt to, well, that's just too bad. You should have performed evil. So you're going to answer that person and you need to repent.
You know, also what they've forgotten about and not brought up here is that when you own slaves, right? I mean, the Old Testament, you had to treat them like family. You had to feed them before you. You had to make sure they were clothed. You had to make sure that they had the medical treatment that they needed. Not what you see in the movies. It wasn't like, you know, while they're sitting there bleeding to death, you beat them some more because they're not working hard enough. That was not what God called for in the least. But these are all things. They want to use that one word, slavery. And, you know, most of these people are slaves themselves, right? They're slaves to the man they work for. They're slaves to the business they work on or whatever. It's really interesting. Again, they pick and choose. They cherry pick the things they want to put out there because, right? I mean...
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely enslaved to an idea. I mean, some of these people will try to call themselves slaves, you know, so they say, look, man, you can clock out, you can go home. You can quit that job anytime you want to. You're not a slave per se, but you're definitely enslaved to an idea and enslaved to being the so-called empowered victim. And to curse the Bible and slander the Bible to say that the Bible is pro-slavery is like, come on.
No, it's ridiculous. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more of this sage information when we return.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Drum Senior host. Always a pleasure to be with you. Yes, that is fighting music, my friend. You want to be ready at all times. Alfonso Rachel joins me. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe. He's the host of the Zopian Den, the Zoloft, the Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, and co-host of the soon-to-return SoulFoodRadio.net. Zoe, always a pleasure. Before we get rolling here, tell people where they can find, you know, your Bible study and so on, and even your music.
Oh, thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com, and you can check out my content from the Zoloft channel, the Zopian Den channel, my music channel, which is Sledge X. So, yeah, come in, check it out. Help us rock the gospel and the culture, dang it.
Well, yeah, check. You know, I keep telling you people, you buy music from people who are going to do all the wrong stuff with it, mm-hmm. Okay, all the wrong stuff with the music, with the money that they make. Give money to the people that are on your same page, that are believing in the same things you believe, will support the same things you support. Stop getting crazy. Anyhow, yes. All right, Joe, here's a good one for you. This fella feels that homosexuality, as he puts it, is 100% backed up by Los Biblios. Take a listen.
Who's written as an anti-slavery document in a very pro-slavery time.
What they don't tell you about homosexuality.
Despite what you've been told and what you may have heard, homosexuality has a divine purpose on Earth. Homosexuality is actually common all throughout nature. It is very natural. It is the homophobia in humanity that's not natural. In indigenous times, these beings were revered, looked at as gods and goddesses, because they were understood to have brought a divine message to a community. These beings aren't to be outcasted. These beings are to be worshipped. These beings came here to help us. The homosexual spirit is here on Earth because there's an imbalance between masculine and feminine energy. These beings came to help restore that.
That seems...
Yeah.
Okay.
Sodom and Gomorrah come to mind, but what do I know? You're the, Help me out here, will you?
That didn't turn out too good for Sodom and Gomorrah, man, when they was worshiping homosexuality as gods. I mean, okay, so if he's talking about the Bible, where the Lord is saying, you know, I'm the Lord, your God, who brought you out of Egypt, you should have no other gods before me. Like, so how are you going to have a gay idol that you're going to put before God to worship, or even worship on the same level as God? You can't. God has already said that His commandments that you can't do that. And these people, he says that you see homosexuality all throughout nature. Like, really? Okay, so yeah, I bet you this person's beef is that he wants respect for the gay community, and he wants to be seen as, you know, they want the equity and the equality, and they want to be seen as human beings just like everybody else, right? But they compare their own behavior to animals. It's like, okay, you make the case that you want to be treated like humans, but you justify what you do by comparing what you do to animal behavior. You know, well, you know what? Animals also have sex with their siblings. They eat their own feces. They eat their own young sometimes. Mm. I mean, you guys want to do that too? That goes for the pro-abortionist too, who thinks that abortion is natural. Well, yeah, in nature you see animals eat their own young, so I guess you guys are just like animals, just like them too. So, I mean, you know, so this person is man, slandering the Bible. And these people are able to get views, man. I can't get no views.
It's just amazing. And there's no scripture to back it up.
Yeah,
none. And again, to your point, you're talking about them coming down to be worshipped. It's like, who other than God wanted to be worshipped? Who was that? I can't... Lucifer. Remember him?
Do it in the church voice.
Now you've got a show on Netflix where you can see that Lucifer has a heart. He cares, and you know, part of his problem is that he's been shunned by the Creator, and that's why he turned out the way he did.
The
devil is alive and working overtime, buddy.
Yes, sir. Evil never sleeps, man. And you know, it's quite the other way around. It was actually the devil who shunned God. Right? Or even worse, it's like, look, man, I'm taking your throne. That's where the devil was.
I want what you got. I'm just going to take it.
Right? So that's the devil pursuing his own truth and rejecting the truth. It wasn't about God rejecting him.
He must have started that My Truth movement, right?
Definitely. Yeah.
All right. I got another good one for you. Let me see. I love these with you. Stanford students, they defend race-based movie tickets. Apparently, the Stanford Review broke the news that the Stanford Graduate Student Center hosted a screening of Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, for which they gave 100 reserved tickets exclusively to black students only, and gave them priority access, shuttled them to the event, and it was all for free. Because those students going to the college understand that there's a problem with whiteness. They even have a problem with whiteness course. And they're just trying to rectify it.
Okay. So.
Doesn't this breed more hate? Doesn't this?
Yes, it does. And not only that, it breeds more self-hate. Too, because I mean, when we talk about Wakanda, what is the pride of Wakanda? You have these resourceful, independent, you know, self-reliant, strong black folks, right? And these people who want to celebrate that can't even depend on their own resources to get their own dang ticket and their own dang ride, and they're depending on white folks to come in and give them a free lunch to go see this movie. Damn it!
joke.
Well, I'm glad you said it, because I sit back and go, let me see. So what you're saying here, what, they don't want to work, so they can't afford to buy a ticket, so we'll buy a ticket for them. Oh, and maybe they don't have a car. What, they don't know how to drive? Oh, that's right, because they don't have an ID. So you got to get them, you know, got to figure out a way to get them for this free ticket. And, oh, they're going to be hungry after all that waiting for the limo to show up or the band to show up to take them to the theater. I mean, do they not see? They just don't see how asinine this is. And what it builds.
Absolutely. Or what it destroys. Man, in Wakanda, you know, they got flying machines. they got flying machines, and they know how to hunt, right? They know how to get their food and stuff like that. And you got these cats who they can't even figure out their own means to be able to get to transportation, to be able to, an independent method of transportation to get themselves to the movie theater.
I didn't think of that. You're so right.
You know, and so all the things that they love about, and here's the sad part of it, Joe. They are proving more and more why Wakanda is such a fictional place. Wakanda is as fictional as flipping Atlantis, man. You know, it's like, they hold Wakanda in this high esteem as if it's a real place. Well, if it's a real place, man, then freaking act like it. Act like you've got a sense of being resourceful and stuff like that, and rely on your own means instead of looking for the white liberal, the white guilt-ridden liberal to come and save you. Bang!
Well, you know, the beauty behind all of this just reminds you, it's a constant recycling of this kind of stuff, right? Yeah. I mean, they really don't see what they're doing to people. They really don't see, you know, the picture they're painting. Well, the defeatist picture, if you would, that they're painting. Because that's what they're doing. You can't do it on your own, so we're going to help you. You can't pay for it on your own, so we're going to have to pay for it. And you're never going to amount to anything because the white man's going to keep you down. White supremacy will always get in your way.
Right? And unfortunately, they're getting in their own way, and they vote for the very white supremacists who are keeping them down. They vote for Democrats. Yeah, and Wakanda. I mean, for God's sakes, man, the whole Wakanda Black Panther was created by white people. Yeah, it's Stan Lee, and I forget the other guy's name. Yeah, and it's, that's fine. But, you know, it's like, and don't get me wrong, Joe, because these were times when, you know, you did have white supremacists who made sure that blacks couldn't really bring anything to the table. There was laws made for these things to happen, and oppression has hit everybody. But there were things to keep black people down. I mean, really, I mean, laws, you know, heavy handed laws to keep black people from advancing. Man, we're far away from that now. And unfortunately, nowadays, you have blacks who give Democrats the power to keep them down. And all Democrats have to do is pander to them, and they'll hand them over their votes to keep them down.
All right, I'm going to hit you with some courses that have been given in 2022 at some of the major universities across the country.
Uh-oh.
Princeton offers a Black and Queer in Leather course. That's right. They have a Black Queer in Leather, Black Leather, BDSM Material Culture as a spring semester course. Come join us. Harvard has a course that, oh no, that's boring. New York University announces a new LGBTQ+ nursing course. So it's implementing a new 3-credit-hour course called Contemporary Issues in Healthcare, and it will revolve around the LGBTQ health needs and how to better care for them. Harry Styles has a course that includes tree climbing and hand puppetry. I have no idea what one has to do with the other. I mean, these are college courses that you get credits for.
Yeah, you're able to take out loans for.
Penn State on racism and sexism relate to reproductive justice and toxic waste. Anyways, tell people where they can find you. You're going to need time to recoup from tonight, aren't you?
Man, thanks a lot, Joe, man. Nightmares, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com, so I hope to see you guys there.
And by the way, people, if you want, they still have the Angry White Male Studies class open. There's still room for you if you want to get in. Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Don't go anywhere, people. A lot more coming up in the next hour.